Well, good morning and welcome to our first service for 2023. We stand at the beginning of a brand new year, and as we have done for so many years past, we hope this coming year will be blessed. The truth is, we really don't know what awaits us in 2023, yet we hope and we rest that hope in our God. And it's our knowledge of a good and a holy God that reassures us that regardless of what this year may bring, God will be with us and will bless us in many ways. 2022 is behind us now, and like all over the years past, it had its challenges, perhaps more than usual. For me, December was a difficult month. Very early in the month, I was diagnosed with bronchitis. For those of you who had it, you know it's not fun. I spent the better part of a month fighting it, and just when I would begin to feel better, the symptoms would intensify again. Then earlier this last week, I began to feel even worse along with an accompanying fever. So I went back to the doctor. I tested negative for COVID and RSV, but positive for the flu. I was hoping to feel up to being here this Sunday, but this is Friday, and I checked with the doctor yesterday, and he said this particular flu is highly contagious, and that I could be contagious for 7 to 10 days. So I didn't think it was right to subject any of you to that. So I pre-taped this message, and I'm trusting God in it. I've tried to keep it a little shorter than most, trusting my voice will hold out. But again, we'll trust God. So as we close 2022 and look forward to 2023, I want to bring some encouragement to all of us. And this morning, I am borrowing part of a message that I had preached a few years back because I believe it's encouraging, and I just sought God for what he'd have me to say. And as we look for encouragement, it's helpful to remind ourselves of a profound truth. Regardless of what our circumstances may be personally, regardless of what our circumstances in the country or the world is, our God is still on the throne. We need to remember that. Remember that always, but even more so during difficult times. God is still on the throne regardless of what anybody personally believes. He remains on the throne. Perhaps the most important question is God still on the throne of your life? Regardless of what you may be experiencing or what's happening in your life, is he still in charge and on the throne of your life? Hopefully you can answer clearly, resoundingly, yes. It was during a most difficult, challenging time for the Israelites that God issued a priestly blessing strictly to encourage the people and to remind them. It's often referred to as the Aaronic blessing. About 2 years into the Israelites wandering the desert, Moses began penning what we refer to as the Book of Numbers, the fourth book in the Bible. In the third chapter of Numbers, God begins to give Moses instructions for the Levitical priesthood, beginning with Aaron and his sons. And then God decrees practical and spiritual specifics regarding the priesthood and all of their duties. And then recognizing the Israelites were wandering on their way to the promised land, God establishes a very specific blessing. In ancient times, this blessing was told to the people at least daily, some believed sometimes twice a day, as a priest would stand on a platform and speak this blessing over the people. It was meant to be a tremendous encouragement and a reminder of God's faithfulness. Let's look at it this morning in Numbers 6:22 and following. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Notice that God says every time Aaron or his sons would bless or speak the blessings of the people, that God blessed them in response to that. An archaeological discovery in 1979 revealed the priestly benediction, as it's often referred to, appeared to be the most earliest biblical passage ever found in ancient artifacts. The word benediction means, among other things, to blessing. It means to speak well, to speak words of peace or blessing. There's really a number of benedictions in Scripture. Several New Testament epistles end with a benediction. Close of 1 Corinthians and Romans, Paul concludes with, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." That's a blessing and a benediction. For as many years as I can remember, I've closed the service with a blessing over you, not because I think it's a nice way to end the service, but because I believe in the biblical example of power in speaking a blessing over God's people. So the first thing I think we want to notice about this very special blessing in Numbers is that it was a covenant blessing. God said, "This is the way you should bless the children of Israel." This wasn't a blessing to anybody in the surrounding territories. This was a blessing for God's people. It set them apart as His. Now, we're not under the Old Testament, but we are in a covenant relationship with God. In fact, Scripture in Hebrews tells us it's a better covenant. Years ago in the old church building, there was a church youth group from Moody that traveled over the summer and breaks and ministered all over. In order to save money, they would stay at different places, and they asked if they could stay in our building one evening, separating the girls from the boys, and chaperones would be there, but could they stay there so they didn't have to find hotels or somebody to put them up? The folks in our church prepared a wonderful meal for them, and Chris and I spent some time with them, and as we were about to depart for the evening to leave them be, the group wanted to bless us with a song. I had already set up the sound system so they could use it when we left, and they sang this blessing out of Numbers over us. It just so happened I had been studying that very blessing earlier in the day, and I stepped forward to briefly share a little bit about it. And as I did so, I had a word of knowledge. I discreetly asked the leaders, out of respect to them, if they were comfortable with me sharing it. So I did, and then one thing led another, and Chris and I spent well over 2 hours supernaturally ministering with one word after another to about 40 or 50 Christian teens in a very profound way. It was quite spectacular. God initiated this blessing when the Israelites were in the wilderness at a time when they really weren't sure what was going to happen next. He reminded them to trust God regardless, just like we need to. It's a good reminder for us that whenever we feel like we're in a wilderness, if you will, and we're not alone, that God is always with us. God knew that the people of Israel were going to experience some difficult times. Where were they going to obtain food? They were going to reach places where there'd be no water. They'd be threatened by enemies. All these things were going to happen. And God wanted them to remember that they're never alone. He was with them and fully aware of every need they had or would have. This was a blessing spoken over God's people by faith, declares the need, and looks to God to meet that need. It is a prayer and an answer to prayer at the same time. And it becomes a promised blessing. As the Levitical priesthood spoke this blessing over the people, it was for a shadow of the great high priest, Jesus' blessing that he prays over us in the garden, found in John 17. Jesus prayed the blessing, and we found the fulfillment of Christ's words in him and in our relationship with him. One of the most incredible aspects of knowing Jesus is that, according to Scripture, we have all been made into a royal priesthood. And when you look at the Old Testament and all that the priesthood and the Levitical priesthood and the royal priesthood meant, it's staggering that God would call you and me a royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. When I close the service each and week and pray of you, as I will do today, I do so as an ambassador for Christ, as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I stand in the office of a pastor by God's grace, and I know that he honors that. But that said, you too can speak blessings into your families and your friends and others. You should be doing it. Because according to God, you're part of a royal priesthood, and the words you speak as a blessing have significance and power. Radio host and Christian author Nancy DeMoss notices six petitions and responding blessings in this. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And may the Lord give you peace. He first starts with, may the Lord bless you. We all desire God's blessings. And his specific instructions to pronounce this blessing proclaims he desires to bless us. Numbers 6:24, the Lord bless you and keep you. Keep you. It projects the idea of guarding or watching over someone. I always close the service with God's angels watching over you and keeping you. Angels are God's ministering agents who perform God's will. I believe that's very powerful in that. And God assumes the responsibility to keep and protect you, to guard you from this evil fallen world. And then we see in verse 25, Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Twice here we see a reference to God's face. The word face and countenance are a translation of the same Hebrew word. It has the meaning of being before you, in front of you, looking at you. God wants you to know that you have his full attention. His face shining upon you means he looks at you with delight and his glory is ever present. Can you get that picture in your mind? That God's looking right at you with delight. You have his attention and his glory is surrounding you and him. That's his heart. And both these verses declare that you will be in the very presence of God. God desires to be with you. And if you caught it, while he's there with you, it says he's being gracious towards you. Thank God for his grace, his graciousness. And the original word that means gracious towards you and to have favor and mercy on you. Sign me up. I'll take it every day. And while he's at it, and give you peace. Wow. Such an incredible blessing, astonishingly rich in context and promise. Think a moment for the people you love, your family, your children, your friends. What would you pray for them? What would you want for them? Right there is everything you could ever want for them and for yourselves. To speak this and pray this over your kids, grandkids, your loved ones, your family, your neighbors, your friends. God promises this list blessings to keep his grace, his favor and mercy, his presence, and his peace. He closes the blessing with, so they shall put my name on children of Israel, and I will bless them. God's name is so valuable. In the Old Testament, he specifically called out his people as having his name on his special people. His name declared whose they were and who was responsible for them as they wandered. The thought is carried over in the New Testament. We are called Christians. New Living Testament puts it this way: whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. What a beautiful promise and a wonderful way to close this year and begin the new year. I'd like to take a moment and invite the worship team to come forward now and get ready. But we're not done just yet. I want to look one more time at this passage of Scripture. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." I'm going to invite you to stand this morning, every one of you, if you can. And I want to pray over you and speak this godly blessing into your lives. I ask you to stand in faith, and I may not be with you, but that doesn't matter to God. His anointing is real, his promise is true, and he will honor this. Just as you pray for people that aren't before you at the moment, that God answers that prayer. So as you're standing, I invite you to close your eyes and receive this blessing. Father, we come before you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your grace and presence that has sustained us all these years, and particularly these past several. As we begin this new year, we look forward to it and rejoice in that we know we enter to it with your promise of your continual presence. May we never forget that you're always with us. Help us, Lord, to develop a deep sense and awareness of your glorious presence. Lord, as a minister of your gospel, I lift up your people before you. I thank you for the provision and grace you have provided in their lives. I ask that you increase their awareness of your presence and that you draw them ever closer this coming year. Father, prepare their hearts to embrace you in a most profound way so that their lives will be ever richer in every way. Help each of us to be ministers of your gospel and grace with our families and all of the people you place before us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping your angels encamped around them to watch over them and protect them. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Thank you, Jesus, for placing your holy name upon our lives. Thank you that, Jesus, that everyone and every demon that stands before your people recognize they belong to you and that you take responsibility for them. I pray for a hedge of protection over them in every way, spiritually, financially, and certainly in their health. Watch over each and every one of us as we move about this fallen world. Grant us wisdom and discernment in our daily dealings. I ask you, Jesus, to remove any and all sickness from each one of us and give us wisdom in taking better care of our bodies, that we might better serve you and be a blessing to all those we encounter. Thank you, Father, for your promise of blessings. May your people overflow with your blessings, your presence, your favor and mercy this coming year. It is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ we trust. And all who are in agreement said amen. Let's continue standing in this morning and continue worshiping God together. And have a very, very blessed new year. And be very aware of God's presence and grace throughout the year. Have a blessed week. God's will. I'll see you next week. Blessings.